Okay, we're going to start here from the top of Daled Amud Aleph by the two dots. According from the Mishnah, Ochel Chelev, it's one of the items that's mentioned in the Mishnah that you get karet for. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara wants to understand this. Kol Chelev, Shor, V'chesev, V'ez, Lo Tochelu. Chayev, Al Kol Achat, V'achat, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says the reason that the Pasuk lays out Shor, V'chesev, V'ez is to tell you that your Chayav on each type of chelev. Each animal is a distinct chelev, and if you eat chelev from all three of them, you'll be chayav on each one of them. Chamei Amin, eno chayav ela achat. Only chayav one. They're all considered to be a single category. Neima b'haka miflige. Let's say that their machloket revolves around this issue, which is the Rabbi Shmuel Sevar lokin alav shebeklalot. Then one could get makot on a lav that has many different options to it. That you can't get malkot on such a lav, not meaning that you won't get it at all, but you'll get a single malkot on such a lav shibuchlalot. Just to note, we've discussed this before about lav shibuchlalot, but lav shibuchlalot has different manifestations in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions it in different places, and it means different things in those places. So for instance here, when it's talking about lav shibuchlalot, it means that a single lotase has a number of items mentioned in the pasuk, like kol chelav lo tochelu, and which chelav that is? That's chelav shor, chelav kezev, chelav eis. That's one type of lav shibuchlalot. Another type of lav shibuchlalot is where it gives you a general lav, a lav that is all inclusive, and then it gives you more specifics along with the lav, like by the nazir, where it says kol yotze min hayayin. Anything that's a derivative of wine, you can't drink, but then it lifts out, it has gefen, it has other items that the pasuk lays out. That's also lav shibuchlalot, because you have a general lav, and then you have specifics. That's a different type of lav shibuchlalot that we have in the Torah. And the last lav shibuchlalot that the Gemara uses is an instance where a lav means many things. So for instance, in terms of lo tochlu al adam, so over there we have a number of interpretations of Chazal. One of them is lo tochlu, do not eat until you've davened. So that's one darsha. Number two drush is, don't eat the basar before there's zrika dam ala mizbeach. So you have multiple drushot on a single pasuk over there. That's also defined as a lav shibuchlalot. Over here, this is a different type of lav shibuchlalot, which is a single lav that the pasuk lists out items in there. It's chilev defined. So you have shor, chilev kesef, and chilev eiz. That's another lav shibuchlalot because there are many manifestations of it in the pasuk. Gemara says, "Olam savar Rabbi Shmuel in lukin as lav shibuchlalot." Shmuel subscribes to that position that you don't get malkot at lav shibuchlalot. Now again, in lukin it doesn't mean in lukin at all, but means you get a single malkot. Shani hocha demiyatre le kray. These psukim are extraneous. Nichtov kra ko chelev lo tochelu. The pasuk could have just simply said, "Don't eat chelev." Shor v'chesiv ve'ez lamali. Why did it give you the specifics of these animals? Shema mina the chalik, to tell you that there are separate levin for each one of these items. So now the Rabbanan, I lo k'tiv shor v'chesiv eiz, hava mino afilu chelev chaya b'mashma. You need to define for me which chelev is asur. Chelev behema is asur, not chelev chaya, not chelev ofot. So how do I do that? I say, shor v'chesiv ve'ez. V'hachi katav shor v'chesiv ve'ez. L'memra, chelev shor v'chesiv ve'ez hu dasur v'chaya d'shari. Teach you that behemot are surot by chelev, but not chayot. So shapir kamarale. So the Rabbanan have a good response to Rabbi Shmuel. Allah, kainu time of the Rabbi Shmuel. This must be the reasoning behind Rabbi Shmuel. The Kosovar, im kein lichtov ko chelev shor, lo tochelu. All you have to do is write shor, and I would have been done with that parsha. Kesev ve'ez lamali. Shmamina lechalek. Kesev ve'ez are extraneous. It must be that they're coming to lechalek to give out a separate isur for each one of the animals. Rabbanan zavre. Ikat afranim akol chelev shor. Hava mina nelef shor, shor misinai. I would learn out shor based on the paradigm that is set by Sinai. Paradigm set at Sinai with regards to Shabbat, where it says, Aman yanuach shor chavichamorecho. Over there where it says that you have to let your animals rest, and it specifies shor b'chamor, yet we know it means all behemot. So just like over there, it means all behemot. So too, we're going to say the definition of shor here means all behemot. If that's the case, then it means chaya as well. And then it wouldn't get to the definition I want. So Ma'agav Eisen Aichayev Ba'of Kiyotze Behen, when it says Behema, it means everything, all-encompassing, Af Gabi Achila, Chayev Ba'of Kiyotze Behen. I would have thought that Chayev Ba'of were included in the Yisur of Chayev, V'chachika Kav Rachmana Shor V'chesev Eiz. That's why the Torah specified Shor V'chesev Eiz. V'memra, Tehani Asur, that these are Asurim, Aval Chayev Ba'of, Shari, are Mutar, that Chayev is not a problem. So again, the Gemara says, Shapir Kamerle, Kamim, the Rabbonon have a good response to Rabbi Shmuel. Elahainu time with the, this must be the reasoning behind Rabbi Shmuel. Kasavar Nichtov, Kochilib, Kesef, Lotochilib. I can solve that problem of Shor by using one of the other animals. If I use a Kesef or an Ace, then I have a Behema as the example, but a Behema that doesn't work off the paradigm set at Sinai. And now I won't extrapolate to Chaya and Uf. Inami, Kochelib Ace, Lotochilib. I could have done the same thing with Ace. It could be Kesef or Ace, as long as you don't use Shor. Sure, v'chesed v'eiz lamalei. So the other two that you mentioned here, why do I have them? Shemino lichalik must be lichalik. Rabbanan savra ikatav kol chelav kesef havyamina chelav kesef asur shor v'eiz shari. I would have thought if you wrote chelav kesef, that only the kesef would be asur, but the shor v'eiz would be mutarim. Chiteima may umay the kesef. Why would you think the kesef is specific that it's asur versus all the other behemot that would be mutarim? Mishum. Because the kesef has its own din when it comes to fats. And that is the chilev halio, the fat of the tails. When it comes to a shlamim, in a shlamim we have all three items. Shlamim can be brought from male, female, and also can be brought from a par and a tzon. The tzon break down into kesef ve'ez. And over there in the breakdown of the parsha by shlamim, the kesef has one extra item that isn't by the others, which is that the chilev halio, fats of the tail, are put on the Mizbeach. So that is something unique to Kesef, or Keves, that's unique to that animal. And so therefore I would have thought the reason that Chelev Kesef is a sewer is because it has all these extra Chalavin that go on the Mizbeach, and that's why it's a sewer Bechulin. And I would not extrapolate to Eiz and Shor. So that way I have to read him. Uchadatana Rabbi Chananya. Lama mana hakatuv emurim b'shor, v'emurim b'kesef, Ve'emurim be'ez. Why does it specify all of these items? Dichtiv. Ach b'chor shor. We have that by Bamidbar Yudchet, it's Parshat Korach by the Matnot Kuhuna. When it's specifying by the chor shor, it mentions all of the animals. Why does it mention all the animals? Tzrichi. Dikat of shor. Had I only written shor, have mina kesev ve'ez lo. Yofin mine. We wouldn't learn out of shor. Dikat mifrach. Sure, par get the highest form in isachim. They get a chatzi ahin, which is not true by the kesef and the eiz. Or it's not true by an ayol. Right? There it's an ayol, and by a kesef that they get shlishit ahin and revi'it ahin. So I think that it's something unique to shor. So therefore, I wouldn't have extrapolated from shor to other things. So nichlov rachmana v'kesef. Benelef shor ve'ez mi kesef. So just write that. Ikal ha-mifrach. Mala kesef shekein nitrabe ba'aliyah. That kesef has its own chumra, which is that it's the fats of the tailor included, which is not true by the other two. So nechtov rachmana ez. So let's just write ez. Benelef shor ve'kesef mi ne'. Ikal ha-mifrach mala ez shekein nitrabe itzal avodat kochavim. Ez is an extra korban by avodah zarah. That's both for the chatat ha-yachid by avodah zarah, which is a si'ira, as well as the chatat tzibur when it comes to avodah zarah, which is a pyar v'sa'ir. So you have a sa'ir being something that's additional by avodat kochavim. So minchad lo yofinan. Alright, fine, we can't learn out of any one of them by themselves. Nichtov tarte, v'nelev chadami tarte. So let's write two of them, and one of them will learn out of those two. Sehei dein. Which is that one? Nelev shor mi kesev ve'ez. So I'll write kesev ve'ez and we'll learn out shor. Ilahon pircha, mala kesev ve'ez, shekein nitrabu etzel pesach. Right, this is in Yonah D'Yoma. You can bring pesach from tzon. You can bring it from the kesev ve'ez, but not from the par or the shor. So lo nechtov kesev ve'nelef mishor ve'ez. So let's leave out kesev. Ilahon pircha, mala shor ve'ez, shekein nitrabu etzel vodat kochavim. By avodah zarah, they are included, either by the tzibur, you have the par v'sa'ir, by the tzibur, and by the yachid, you have the si'ira. So by avodah zarah, the shor and the si'ir play a prominent part, which the kesef does not have a piece of. Now we can't learn from them. Lo nechtov eiz, v'nelev shor v'kesef. So leave at eiz, and we'll learn out shor v'kesef, itnahon pircha, They both have additional items that end up on the Mizbeach. The shor has the greater nesachim, the bigger nesachim. The kesev has the aliyah, the extra fats that are the chilev aliyah. So since they have extra things on the Mizbeach, maybe that's their chumrah, that's a tzad shaveshemen, and you wouldn't learn nowadays. Hilkach lo yalfe mehadodi. So therefore they cannot be learned from each other, and since they can't be learned from each other, the Torah has to specify each of them, both by Bechor, as well as over here, by the Chelev. They have to specify each one of them, because otherwise we wouldn't have known them without specifying each one of them. So Shapir Ka'amarle. So their response, again, to Rabbi Shmuel is a good response. Rabbi Shmuel, we do need each one of these. Hello, the Olam. Time with Rabbi Shmuel, Kedamrinun Mi'ikara. That it's from the beginning, which is, Dim Kenichtov Ko Chelev Velishtuk. Just write Ko Chelev, and then be silent. So Maya Marat, what did you say before? Why do we reject this? The Chelev Chaya. That came because otherwise I would have thought that Chaya and Ofer included. So I wrote Shor V'Chesev Eiz to teach me Behema, not Chaya V'Of. Ha, Kikotov Kro, Binyono de Kodoshim. That the Pasuk of Chelev is written inside the Parshiot of Kodoshim. V'davarla made Minyano. And context matters. You will learn from the context what we're speaking about. So the parsha of Chelev, we're actually going to see in a second, there's another pasuk by Chelev, but the one that we've been referencing till now, the Isser of Chelev, is found in Parshat Tzav, by the parsha of Shlamim. It's after the parsha of Shlamim with Pigul, and then it deals with Chelev and Dam, and it's within the context of Kodoshim. Kodoshim can only come from the Behema. The Kodoshim that we're speaking about here are not Ofot, they're not Chayot, they're only Behemot. So within the context, the Isur of Chelev that we're saying within that context, we're referencing Behemot and saying Kol Chelev. That Kol Chelev must reference the context being Behema. I know it's Behema. I don't need any other information. Michlal Rabbanon Savrei Lo Yofinen Davar Alamed Min Yano. So the Gemara says, okay, so if that's the case, that means the Chachamim are arguing on that position that we learn out of context. It's one of the Shlosh Esrei Midot that we say in Rabbi Shmuel every morning. The Gemara says, no. The Kulei Alma Yafinan Davar Alamed Min Yano. Everybody agrees to that principle that context matters. This is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Alamedim Lav Milav. That you're allowed to learn out a lav from another lav. Ben Milav, Ben Lav Mikaret. Doesn't matter whether you're learning out from Karet, whether you're learning out from another lav, within that single parsha. If you have a lav, context matters, no matter what else is mentioned in the parsha. In that parsha, it's a little unclear what the Gemara is speaking about here, because we'll see it later on, the Gemara is going to switch to something else, as well as here in parentheses, there's a different position that's brought down, which Rashi calls a ta'ut of Talmidim. But let's assume now that we're speaking about in Parsha Tzav, over there you're discussing many items, including the Chiyub Karet for Dam and Chelev, the Chiyub Karet for Pigol. The whole parsha is discussing issues that are chiyuve karet, and that's the context of the parsha. I have this azhara in the middle there. So the question is, does the context matter when it comes to azhara? So the Rabbanan believe, we'll see this in a second, that you can learn out an azhara from other azharot within the context. But that assumes that there's another azhara. But if the context is all karet, and then you're learning out this azhara, that can't be learned from the context because it's not the same. It's apples and oranges. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says, if you're in the parsha, doesn't matter what the parsha is talking. If the parsha is talking about karet, lav, doesn't matter. It's the context. Context matters no matter what. And over here, it's talking about behemot, because we're talking about kodoshim. Okay, so it's talking about karet and chiyuve karet. It's also talking about chiyuve karet of chelev. So because of that, we can learn out the lav from the context, even though the context is karet. And we will say that behema is it, nothing else. And that's why shor v'chesev eiz will be extraneous according to Rabbi Shmuel. On the other hand, according to the Rabbanan, they are willing to learn out if it's lav milav. So if you see over here, there's the beginning of a parenthesis over here. Rashi, I'll just read you what Rashi says about these parentheses. Girsa zu aktuva b'sarim mishubeshati, ve'yodei parshanim to'im, shalo yibiki'im b'shmu'ah, that there were people who were mistaken, they were not experts in the shmu'ah, pershu'ah b'shibush, tocha girsa, they stuck it in the middle of the girsa, v'kacha tza'a v'lo yoter. This is the way the Gemara should read, without this extra item. So I'm going to skip these parentheses. And then it says, Rabbanan, lav mi lav yalfinan, lav mi karet, lo yalfinan. They learn out, lav mi lav, again, in the same parsha, if you have other azharot, then I'll learn out from that context. But without that, lav mi karet, they were not willing to be learning out. And therefore, Dabar Lamid Minyano is not relevant in our case over here. What that little piece in parentheses does is actually notes that there is another Chiyuv Chilev. There's another Chiyuv Chilev which is found in Parshat Vayikra, and there it's written at the end of the Parsha of Shlamim. The end of the Parsha of Shlamim, there's an additional pasuk which says, Chukat Olam L'Doratechem B'chol Moshvetechem Chokhele B'chol Dam Lo Tochelu. So over there, you have a separate pasuk that's found within Kodashim. So they want to say from that, that's the context that the Gemara is talking about, and we're trying to connect this pasuk to that pasuk in Kodashim. That's what Rashi rejects. It's actually later on in the Gemara, that's what Rashi's noting, that the Gemara is going to get to that later on, and deal with that later on. It seems that they lifted that discussion later on, and then brought it over to here. Rashi says it doesn't think it's relevant to our Gemara at all, because the pasuk as it's found in Parshat Tzav is also Minyan Kodashim. It's in the middle of Kodashim. You don't have to go to another pasuk to find Kodashim. I'll just tell you what's in there, that you know what we're skipping, but we'll get back to something along those lines later on. So that's the machloket right now, is how does context matter? Does context matter only when you have similar items there? Or does context matter no matter what is in that parsha? Some say, no, that this is the reason of the Rabbanan, because Amar Leib of Mari, the Rav Zvid, Omeato Alyo Dechulin Titzar. Let us say that the fats of the tail should be asur, because it's also called chelev. And when it says ko chelev by chulin, that should also include the chelev aliyo. So amalei alech amakra ko chelev shor v'chesed ve'ez davar hashaveh b'shloshtan be'inan v'leka. You need something that's common to all three of these items. So the reason he wrote shor v'chesed ve'ez is to teach you that only chelev, which is a common denominator between all these animals, that is asur. Otherwise, it's not asur. The reason that you have shor because of eis there is to come to permit the fats of the aliyah and chulin. All you have to write is shor chesiv. You don't need all three of them. Eis lamali. Why do you have eis? Shor chesiv would have solved your problem. You have chesiv which has the aliyah. You have shor which does not have the chelav aliyah. That would have told us by chulin. You don't have that problem anymore. Eis lamali. What do I need eis for? Shvamin alechalek. And again, from Shor V'Chesed, we're not worried about you learning out to anything else, or just saying it's unique to that, because of the context. Context there is Behema. Since the context is Behema, it refers to all Behemot. So therefore, Eiz is extraneous. If Eiz is extraneous, then we can learn from that, L'chalek. So that's the end of this discussion, in terms of the Drashat HaPsukim, between the Machloket here, we have between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, whether you get separate Malkot for each Chelev of a Behema, or there's only one malkot, no matter if you have shor v'chesed ve'ez, it's all considered one chelev. That's a machloket. We went through different possibilities of how to explain that machloket. The conclusion is that machloket really relates to davar alamed minyano. Either Rabbi Shmuel believes that context matters no matter what. The Chachamim say only if you have similar items does the context matter. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that even the Chachamim agree that context matters. But over here, we need the limud for something else. It's specific because we need the Shor V'Chesed Ve'ez to teach us about Chelev Aliyah, that the Chelev of fats of the tail are not included in the Isur of Chelev Chulin. So that's why we need them. Rabbi Shmuel still says on that, Eiz is extraneous, and that's how I can learn it out. That's their Deah. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Moder Rabbi Shmuel Linyan Korban, Shein Mi V'Yel HaChatat Achat. Rabbi Shmuel agrees by Korbanot, if you eat the Chelev there, you only bring one Chatat. My Daima Lodami Hadein. Lav, the lav de arayot. Because by that lav, it's not similar to the lav of the arayot. In the inyan korban, in terms of shogeg, bringing a korban chatat here for eating chelev, over there, we would only get one chatat. And that's because, by arayot, where we discussed the fact that you're gonna get, or where they are, we discussed before there, their paradigm for this idea of chiyuv karet, nida zara, and the chiyuv karet, over there, by the arayot, you have all the items have a specific azhara for each one of the arayot. And then for the karet, they have a single karet. Comes in one karet, which comes in, kola tubot eila, that they give one karet. So because of that single karet, multiple avin, that teaches you that you need a single lav for each one of them to be chayav a korban. For korban, we need individual lavin. So what Rabbi Chanina is saying is Rabbi Shmuel believes that with regards to malkot, with regards to karet, that kesef, eiz, and shor will be separate items. And you will get multiple kretot, which isn't really relevant. What is relevant for is that you get makot. Because kol, chayve, kretot are lukin. So because of that, if you eat all three of them, batra'a, achat, then you'll be chayav three sets of malkot. But with regards to bringing a korban chatat, there's only one chatat for all three of them. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel will agree to. Turn Rabbi Nan. Vasa achat, vasa heina. L'chayav al kol achat ve'achat. So we had this in yesterday's daf as well, and that is me'achat me'heina. So we learned out of that pasuk yesterday with regards to Shabbat. Me'achat and me'heina, to teach you that sometimes there's achat, one violation that ends up in heina, multiple korbanot, and sometimes there's heina, multiple violations that end up with achat, which is one korban. Over here now we're saying that it is achat and heina, which is vasa achat, vasa heina. That there's a violation of achat, there's a violation of heina, which means your violation of one, violation of many. The chayev al kol achat v'achat. So she'im achal chelev v'chelev. So if he ate chelev and chelev, same type of chelev. He ate it twice, but shnei alamot. He forgot, remembered, forgot. Chayev shtayim. So that's even though you have shem echad, it's one violation, one isur, but because you had a yudiah, you had knowledge in between, that separates. And we know that yudiah is important by chatat, because Oshada Ilav teaches you that when you remember, that's what brings the obligation of the chatat upon you, is when you remember. So since you remembered in between, that brings him to chiyuvim. Shtei shemot belem achat. He eats two different types of chelev in one shot, chayav shtayim. So over there, it's shtei shemot. So that's what the asa achat and the asa heina is, that you chayav and alko achat. Both in cases where it's one shame, you can be chayav too. And there are cases where it's two items, you're also chayav too. Even though it's one halama, one forgetting. So amalei rami barchavler of this stuff, bishlama shame echad b'shtei alamot chayav shtayim. I understand when you have the same type of chelev in two forgettings that you chayav shtayim mishum, the alamot mechalkim. Because remembering, forgetting and remembering, they create a chiluk in the korbanot here. Ella, shnei shemot, ve'ela machat. If you have two shemot in one forgetting, amai chayav shtayim. Why are you chayav two in this case? Hayav lavina and halamot mechulakim ve'leka. You need separate yediot in order to have it be separate entities. Le'hocha ma'iskinan, go'n da'achal chilev denotar. So it was a case where he didn't eat just chilev, plain chilev, but he ate chilev de notar. He ate chilev that was left over from a korban that was already notar, that expired. It was left over past its expiry date, the korban, and it was chilev. The mechayev mishum notar. It's chayev because of the violation of notar, and it's chayev mishum chilev. So that's why there are two isurim. Samaleim kein, chayev nami mishum kodesh. Why are there only two violations over here of chelev notar? Should also be chayav ein asham ilot for violating kodesh. Elam Rav Sheshit going to achal chelev de hekdesh. He ate chelev de hekdesh. Not that was notar. Not that was left past his expiry date. Just chelev that is kodesh. Virab Yehuda. And this is according to Yehuda, the Tanya. Achal chelev nevela. Achal chelev mukdashim chayav shtayim. Person eats chelev of nevela. Or he eats chelev mukdashim. He's chayav two. One for the violation of chelev. And one, by Mukdashim, the Chilev is also in violation of Zar. So that would be Chilev and Zar. And by Nevela, you have an Isur Chilev and an Isur Nevela. Yud Omer, Chilev Mukdashim lokesh shalosh. By Chilev Mukdashim, you get three sets of Balkot.
We said two, not...
Right, so why do you need Yud Omer?
No, so why don't we say go according to
the Tanakama, right. Right, because the third Korban that you're bringing is a Korban because of Zarut, is because of Hashem Me'ilot. So we don't want to include that. We want to know how many chataot you bring over here. According to the Tanakama, you're bringing one chatat for the chelev, and then for the mukdashim aspect, you're bringing Hashem mi'ilot. You bring a korban mi'ilah, which is not, it's a form of chatat, but it's not a chatat. So we wanted a case where you have two chataot. So how do you have that? You have that case where you have chelev mukdashim, where Yishmael says you have three. Two chataot, plus an Hashem mi'ilot. We're going to get to back to why you have two chatot over there by Kodashim, that we're going to discuss more in a minute. So now they laughed at him in the Marav in the Eretz Yisrael when he set it up this way. Vanuk magon the chelav shor because of Eiz. Rabbi Shmuley, why do you have to go about and getting to chelav of Mukdashim? You just set it up at the chelav of the different animals, and we just saw that Rabbi Shmuley says, oh, kol achad achad. Damar lo keshalosh. Over there, you're going to get three malkot for that. Alama lo ukmak Rabbi Shmuley. So why didn't you set it up like that, Rabbi Shmuley? Damar chanina. We already saw this. It's a proof, but it's also, the fact is, the reason he didn't say it that way is because he knew of Rabbi Chanina's statement that by chataot, there's only one chatat, and over here you're trying to determine chataot, not malkot. So yes, if you're talking about malkot, you could have used that example, but that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for multiple chataot over here. Multiple chataot doesn't happen according to Rabbi Shmuel by Shur Chesed Ve'ez. That's why we have to go to Chilev HaMukdashim. Sha'ashinami, Ki Rabbi Yehuda lo mutukma. So if that's the case, so now Rabbi Yehuda won't work. Dama Rabbi Elazar, Mudariya Rabbi Yehuda Neim Korban, Sheinim Yivyele Chatat Achat. Well, if that's the issue, then making it Rabbi Yehuda instead of Rabbi Shmuel is not going to help you either. You said, I can't make it Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says, by Chataot, there's only one Chatat. Shur Chesed Ve'ez, multiple Malkot, but only one Korban Chatat. So that doesn't solve our problem looking for eating of Chelev that ends up with multiple Chataot. That doesn't work. So, what are you going to do? Set it out like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, by Chelev HaMukdashim, that you get multiple Malkot. Well, he has the same qualification as Rabbi Shmuel, which is that's true by Malkot, not by Chataot. Because Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees there's only one Chatat. So now I still have my problem. Ella, Amar, Reish Lokish, Mishum, Bar, Totani, Hocha, B'mayizkinan, Kagon, Shachlan, B'shnei, Tamchuyin. He ate them on two different serving dishes. But not just two different serving dishes, they were prepared in different ways. One was Tzli, one was Mifushal. So that gives it, becomes two Shemot. I have Chelev Tzli, Chelev Mifushal. And those would be classified as two Shemot. That the different preparations and serving dishes make it into different shemot. Okay, we'll get to that later on in the Gemara. But based on that daya, that's how we'll end up with a case over here. Very interesting that they all begin with Yud. You have Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yoshua. So they didn't know. Right? The Reish Yud, they didn't know which one it was. Who is the one who says here that you're going to get multiple chataot? So we tried Rabbi Yehuda first. We're going to reject that because Rabbi Yehuda says chatat achat, even though there are multiple makot by Kodesh. We tried Rabbi Shmuel, who says multiple makot by Shur Chesed Ve'ez, but he still says chatat achat. We ended up with Rabbi Yoshua, who says that there are multiple chatot when you have different types of preparation by the chelev. So that'll be the solution to the problem. Where can you have a case where he can eat multiple chelevs and with one helam, with one forgetting, and end up with multiple chatot? This is the case that you can have it. Now gufa, ochal chelev nevela lo keshtayim, chelev mukdashim lo keshtayim. Rabbi Yehuda omer chelev mukdashim lo keshalosh. So going back to that statement that you were questioning before, how do we get to this? Chelev nevela two. There it's easy. It's for chelev one and nevela two. The other one is lo keshtayim is chelev mukdashim. One for zarut, for someone who's an outsider, meaning that you're misappropriating chakdesh, Hashem milot, and the other one is because it's chelev. Rabbi Yehuda omer shalosh. What are the shalosh? So Amar le Rav Shizvi the Rav Bishlam of the Rav Yehuda Ainu Dichtivei Krai. I understand the psukim now because I have one pasuk in Vayikra Gimel, which is Parsha Vayikra, Parsha of the Shlamim. The end of Parsha of the Shlamim, it says Chukat Olam, and we read this before. Chukat Olam l'dor techem b'chol moshu techem kochel b'chol dam lo tochelu. So because it says there lo tochlu, I understand why there's three, because we have that. I also have the one in the Parsha of Tzav, by the Shlamim, which says, Kol Chelev Shur Chesed Ve'ez, Lo Tochelu. And then I have, Kol Zar Lo Yochal Ki Kodesh Heim. That Zar can't eat it because it's Kodesh. Hatzlat Lavin. I have three Lavin there. Therefore you're gonna get three Malkot. El Rabbonon, my time, huh? So Rabbonon, what do they hold over here? Kasavre Lav de Chukat Olam Be Kodeshim. That Lav that's found in Vayikra Gimel by the Shlamim, that's for Chelev of Kodeshim. Velav, the Chelev Shor, the one that we found over here in our Parsha, is Bichulin. It's talking about Chelev of Chulin. I have set Psukim. Vitzrichi. And I need both of those Psukim. Dikat of Rana Bekodeshim, Avamina Kodeshim, Hu de Chamiri, Dasur Chelbo. That the reason that Kodeshim, that they Asur Chelbo, and that's because Kodeshim have a Chumra. First of all, the Chelev is supposed to be on the Mizbeach. It's supposed to go to the Mizbeach. And number two is that it's just Kodeshim. So maybe that's why the chelev is asur. Aval chulin eim alo. By chulin, I would say that the chelev is mutar. Shemachi katav rachmano kol chelev shor. That's why it's written in Parshat Tzav to teach you that even chulin there's an isur chelev. Vikatav rav kol chelev. If he had just written it by chulin, hava mina chelev de chulin hu dasur meshom de lo hutar michlalo. Because there is no heter by it. Aval chelev mukdashim de hutar michlalo. By chelev mukdashim, there are some chalavim that are mutarim and some that are asurim. Since their basar is mutar, so too their chelev is mutar. So the way Rashi explains this, which is interesting, he says, chelev mukdashim mutar mechalo, da'al yo, ikri chelev bekesef, vishtari b'shorveis. You have chelev that is called by a kesef or by keves that is put on the mizbeach and is a sur, yet you have the chilev by the shore of the A's, which is not called chilev. So you see, by kodoshim, something that's called chilev, by one animal is not called chilev by the other animal. So there is a heter, even by something that's called chilev, we allow you to eat it in some points, or not to classify it as chilev for some animals. So since there's that heter, by kodoshim, I would thought that kodoshim chilev is not relevant. Only the chilev that's relevant is by chulin. So therefore I need two psukim. I need one pasuk by kodoshim, and one pasuk by chulin. So that's why tzrich, I need both of them. So now, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda savar ki kitiv chelev shur binyono de kodoshim kitiv. That chelev shur is written in the parsha of kodoshim, like we said before, by parsha tzav. It's the middle of kodoshim. Elo mechwal de rabbanon savar lo yafinen davar alamed minyono. So what are you going to say now? Oh, the rabbanon hold of the remedy, you know? No. Kuli alme yafinen davar alamed minyono. Obahakam if like Rabbi Yehuda savar alamed him lav mi lav. The lav mi karet. You can add a lav from another lav in that context, as well as a lav mi karet, just like Rabbi Shmuel before. Anything in the context will govern what the azhara is. Rabbanan zari, lav mi lav yofinen. This azhara can be learned from other azharot. Lav mi karet, lo yofinen. Here, when it's lav mi karet, you can't learn it out. So, by the, over here, it's possible that you could explain it one of two ways, which the Gainer Gershom explains over here, which is that the lav Milav either means, like we said before, which is the most likely scenario, in Parshat Tzav, the context there is Kodoshim. Over here, you could have this other girsa that Rashi rejected before, which is that the Lav that is found in Parshat Tzav, we can learn out of the Lav that is by the Kodoshim. Over there, the Chelev, by the Kodoshim, we can learn out from this Lav. And then the Gemara says, no, Lav Mikaret. But it's not so understandable, because both of them have a Chiyuv Karet. Both the Lav by Chulin and the Lav by Kodoshim also have a Chiyuv Karet. So the most likely explanation is like we said before. Now again, Rashi says over here, "Be'av zizu asfarim mushubashim bekula girsaleta." So from now, from this parenthesis down to where it says the big dalet by the parentheses, we're going to skip because that's not relevant to us. So in the explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim will be the same as the explanation between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, and that is how much does context matter. Now the only thing we have left, we do have to explain, is by Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll get to that later. It's not in our Gemara here, which is learned in the Gemara in other places, is if he thinks that Kodashim is the lav that's found in Parshat Vayikra, by Ishlamim, and by Tzav Ishlamim, it's also talking about Kodashim, how does he know about Chulin, Chelev of Chulin? The answer to the Gemara there is, it says, Ki Kol Chelev, from the Ribui of Kol, and Ki Kol, he learns out that the Chelev Chulin is also included over here. Alright, so now the Gemara says, Tanya, Kol Chelev Echol Dam Lo Tov Chelu, Ma chelev lo keshtayim? Aftam lo keshtayim, divir Rabbi Yehuda. Just like chelev gets two malkot, so too dam gets two malkot. There's only one violation here. Mar says, oh, wait a minute, I don't understand this. The scheme that we quoted, we quote pasuk here is talking about chelev and dam, and then in Vayikra Zayin, you also have a pasuk about chelev, and you have a pasuk about dam. So why would your chelev be different than dam? If you think there are two by chelev, then you're also two by dam without any limud, without any hekesh. What do you need the hekesh for? They both have the same number of psukim. One in Vayikra and then one in Tzav. So that's where it says, Maishna chelev de lo keshtayim v'lo hekesha. You don't need a hekesh and they're lo keshtayim. If they be trey cry. You have the pasuk that's found in Vayikra Gemo, and then you have the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin. Ko chelev v'chol dam lo tochelu. And then ko chelev shor v'chesed. So dam nami, belav hekesha nil keshtayim. You have two psukim. Dichtib be trey lavim. That's in Vayikra Gimel. Vayikra Zayin, it says, "V'chol dam lo tochlu v'chol moshu l'teichem." Over the beima. So you have another puzzle for it. El ema. So this is how you should read. Ma chelev lo keshalosh, av dam lo keshalosh. Just like you get three by chelev, you should get three by dam. So that we know from Rabbi Yehuda before. Rabbi Yehuda holds that by chelev you get three sets of malkot. So now we're going to extrapolate that and say the Hekesh says that it applies to dam as well. Or dam mimi ila. Since dam is not shayach by the dinei tuma, or is not shayach by dinei miila, so mitait mizarut. So it also should not be under the din of zar. K'mashmona keisha, the Hekesh teaches us that there is a lav of zarut even by dam. So there are three lavin that you're in violation of if you eat chilev hamukdashim. One is vayikra gimel, the last pasuk in vayikra gimel, which is called chelev chol dam lo to chelu. You're also in violation of kol chelev shor b'chesed ve'eiz, and you're in violation of, because it's kodesh, chol zar, lo yochal ki kodeshem. So those are the three violations. In terms of karbanot, if you did that b'shogeg, you'd only be chayav one chatat, and you'd have a masham mi'ilot for being a zar. But you would not be chayav more than one chatat in that case. By dam, we would have thought that there were only two isurim. The one found in Vayikra Gimel, which is kochelu v'chol dam lo tochelu. And then the pasuk found in Vayikra Zayin, which is chol dam lo tochlu v'chol moshevotechem. But we would have thought that zarut was accepted from that because dam has unique properties. That it doesn't have a din in Mi'ila, it doesn't have a din in Tumah by Kodesh. So I thought it has unique properties, therefore it does not include it in Zarut. Chekesh says it is included in Zarut, and therefore just like I have three by Chelev, I have three by Dam. Vele Rabbanon, Chekesh Lamai Ata. What do the Rabbanon need the Chekesh for? The Rabbanon don't even believe you're Chayev three by Chelev. What do they need the Chekesh for in terms of Dam? Mibayle Gedetanya. They need it for this Breita. Ko Chelev Chol Dam, Lo To Chelu. Ma Chelev Miyuchad Shechelbo Chaluk Mibsaro. Just like Chelev is unique in that it's separate from its Basar, Ve'in Mitztarfim Zeim Zeh, and they're not Mitztarif. Basar Lachud, Chelev Lachud. Avdam, Shadam O Chaluk Mibsaro. Also by Dam, the Dam is separate from the Basar. Otzi Dam Shratzim, Ho Ve'in Daman Chaluk Mibsaram Mitztarfim. So when it comes to Basar, if there's a violation that deals with the Basar, the Chelev doesn't count. Violation of Chelev, the Basar doesn't count. Same thing with Dam. Violation of Dam is Dam itself. Violation of the Basar, the Dam's not included. They're all considered to be separate entities. Now, that's not true. Otzi Dam Shratzim, Hodein Dam An Chaluk Mibsaram. Since their Dam is not separate from their Basar, but embedded in their Basar, therefore they're Mitztarfim. The Dam or the Basar, the Sheretz, are considered to be one entity. Baha Mehocha Nafka, that's where we learned it out from. Mihatam Nafka. What do we learn that out of? The end of Parshat Shmini, by the Kashrut, it says, Ve'elachem Atamei. The maid al dama sheretz v'asheretz shemitztarfim zeim zeh, or basar sheretz to the mitztarfim. The dam and the basar are considered to be one entity by the sheretz. So ilav hekesha without the hekesha kodat mina hanemila the tumah. That parsha is written by tumah. Aval achila im alol, but by eating we would consider them to be separate. Hashmina hekesha laachila, because that the hekesh is written by achila. Hekesh comes to teach me that dam and basar are separate when they're separate entities, but if they're one entity, they're considered one for the achila. So Amar Ravina Yilkach Dam Nachash Saro Mitztarfim. The dam of a snake is mitztaref with its basar. My kashmalon. Hanu Hekesha. That's exactly what we just learned out of the Hekesh. What is he teaching us? That's the din we just learned. That if your basar and dam are not considered separate, they're considered to be one entity, then they become one entity for halacha as well. So it says, Achatat Ramina Sheretz Didrabe Lutuma Drabe Achila. Shvatzim, which have a special din, the Shmona Shvatzim, which have a special din with regards to Tuma, they also have this special din by Achila. Nachash, the Loit Rabbi Lutuma, Nachash is not one of the Shmona Shvatzim, so maybe Loit Rabbi Achila doesn't have the din of Achila. Kamash Malon, that it does. The Hekesha applies to Nachash, even though it doesn't have this special din by Tuma. Hekesha Komile, Dein Damo Choluk Mimsaro Mashma. The Hekesh comes to teach us, anything where the dam is not separate from the basar, they become a single entity, and you'll be chayav for eating them together to make up the shi'ur that you need. Amarova, shalosh kretot, amurat b'dam lamai. Why do I need three times karet to be written by dam? Achat l'dam chulin, achat l'dam kodoshim, v'achat l'dam atamtzit. They come for three different types of damim that you can be chayav for. There's dam chulin, dam kodoshim, and then the dam atamtzit. Dama Tamsi, the Dama Ibarim, we'll get into on Daf Chaf Benam and Aleph, where the Gemara goes through all the definitions of the meme. So Dama Tamsit is actually a machloket, but in a broad sense, Dama Tamsit is after the life force of the animal's already left. It's the blood that drips out afterwards. It's not shooting out. And the Dama Ibarim is the dam that's absorbed into the Aver itself. It's the blood that's embedded in the Aver, not that flows out from inside of it. Zanichal Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Dama Tamtzit Bazhara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bekaret. Dama Tamtzit is a lav. Rabbi Yehuda says it's even Chayav Karet. So therefore I can explain why there are three Kretot, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Chachamim, there is no Karet by Dama Tamtzit. Other Rabbanan, Haida Mayata. Ve'afilu Rabbi Yehuda, Karet Nafkale Min Kol Dam. He learns out the Karet from Kol Dam. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dam, Matamad Omer Kol Dam. What's the Rebu of Kol? Only dam kodeshim which the nefesh exits with. Shehu mechaper dam chulim b'dam atamtzit minayin. Tamalomar kol dam. So if that's the case, he's learning out of that pasuk, not from the separate karet written by Dan. Ela ema, you have to say this. Achat the dam chulim, v'achat the dam kodeshim, v'achat the dam kisui. That you need one of them for dam chulim, One of them for Dama Kodeshim, which we mentioned before, instead of Dama Tzitzit, we're going to put Dama Kisui, which is by Chaya and Oaf. You have to cover over the blood. I would thought if the blood got uncovered afterwards, that you would not be Chaya, because it was Batel the Gabeya Aretz. The answer is that it's not the Batel the Gabeya Aretz, and you're still Chaya for that Dama. That's why you have three Kretot written by Dama. Why are there five lavim mentioned by dam? We have three kreitot and five lavim. Achad adam chulin, achad adam kodoshim, achad adam kisui, similar to the kreitot. And the additional ones are achad adam evarim, achad adam tamtzit. That's for dam evarim, dam tamtzit. Again, Rabbi Yehuda thinks dam tamtzit is included from kol, dam, to say that even a karet. But for the Rabbanan who think there's only an Azara, so that one of those Damim, one of those Azarot comes for Dama Tamsit, and that's it. You get Malkot. We do say there's an Azara, and there's a Chiyuv Karet from Kol Dam. But Dama Verim and Dama Tamsit will be included as being in violation of the law, even though they do not have a Chiyuv Karet according to the Rabbanan. So you have five Lavin, three Kretot, according to the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the five Lavin, but you also have four Kretot, which is that you include Dam Atamsit as well because of Kol Dam. All right, we'll stop over here.